This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's days like this that make it so fun to be a radio talk show host. All of you know what's about to happen. My great friend Bernie sent a text seconds ago saying, epic show today, I could feel it. And of course, Donald Trump's made America great again. Donald Trump's made Obama disappear again. Donald Trump is like David Copperfield and Obama's like the rabbit. He made Obama disappear like a rabbit in a magic act. Before I even get to all the big news, I want to read you my commentary that I wrote this morning that will be coming out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America. It will be coming out on Thursday, 48 hours from now. Obama's legacy erased. I told you so. In column after column, both before the election and after, I predicted Donald Trump would erase Obama's entire legacy. He'd make our long national Obama nightmare disappear. He'd make the misery of the Obama-geddon economy go away. Obama-geddon. He'd erase Obama like he was never there. In one bold stroke of his pen on Tuesday, Trump did just that. President Trump nuked the Iran deal. He shocked the world, but not me. You're all witnesses on my USA Radio, my Newsmax TV show on Monday. I not only predicted that's exactly what Trump would do, I gave him advice to the president. I said, kill it, kill it, kill it. Stick a sword through the heart of the Iran deal like a vampire. Don't play around the edges. Don't reform it. Don't compromise. Just make it die. It's the most pathetic deal in America's history. Obama made us look like fools. The Iranians played him for a chump. He gave away everything, including the kitchen sink. Obama gave the crazy, mentally unstable, terrorist, Jew-hating mullahs of Iran everything they ever wanted in their wildest dreams, including billions in cash. Shock the world, Mr. President. Kill it. Take it all away from them. Show them who's boss. Put America first. 63 million Trump voters will love you forever. Your approval ratings will go through the roof. That's my advice. And my prediction followed. You're all witnesses. I'm betting that's exactly what President Trump will do. I put it all on the line yesterday. Because I swear we're the same person, or at least we share the same brain. I kill the Iran treaty and tell them to pound sand. There's a new sheriff in town. America doesn't negotiate with terrorists, let alone with lowlifes like the Iranians. The deal is dead. And then, Trump did it. The happiest guy in America besides me? Got to be New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He was perhaps the biggest Trump hater in America besides Robert Mueller. He tried to ruin Trump. He sued Trump over Trump University. He was investigating Eric Trump for a St. Jude charity. He tried to change the law to stop Trump from issuing presidential pardons. Just another unhinged, obsessed, blind with rage, Trump-hating liberal wacko. And of course, a self-proclaimed feminist and lover of women's rights. Just like all liberal men. Except now he's just another unemployed liberal hypocrite and psycho. Ex-New York Attorney General Schneiderman joins ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner, ex-New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, and ex-movie mogul Harvey Weinstein in the Liberal Woman Abuser Club. It turns out psycho Schneiderman channeled his obsessive hatred for Trump by beating, choking, spitting on women, and threatening to murder them if they left him. Where was Schneiderman on the night DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered? Good question, right? So why is Schneiderman happy about the Iran deal, you might ask? Or why does Wayne say he's happy about the Iran deal? Well, I think he's the luckiest man alive. It took him out of the headlines only hours after his forced resignation. His terrible violence towards women. Punching them, slapping them, spitting on them, choking them. It all took an instant backseat to Trump's decision to nuke the Iran deal. Schneiderman is already yesterday's news. He would have been the thing we talk about Iran all day, and Schneiderman disappears. I wonder if he'll thank Trump. Trump is taking all of them down. Next up will be John Kerry, who at best violated the Logan Act which bars private diplomacy, and at worst committed treason in going behind Trump's back to try to save the Iran deal. Then comes Rosie O'Donnell. She broke election finance laws for donation limits by giving multiple donations under five different names listed at five different addresses. Dinesh D'Souza, my friend, was convicted for far less. Rosie's going to prison. Then there's entire FBI DOJ leadership led by Andrew McCabe, James Coney, and Rod Rosenstein. I also predict Robert Mueller will pay for perpetrating this fraudulent witch hunt. Mueller will meet the same disgrace as Joe McCarthy. Wait till you see. History will not be kind to Robert Mueller. His legacy is in tatters. And then there's Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. The worst sham, the worst fraud, the worst extortion racket, the worst fake charity scam in America's history. Add in 33,000 deleted emails after getting a subpoena. Add in national security leaks. Add in theft of the Democratic presidential primary. And add in the Uranium One deal. And Hillary's going up the river. And finally, we get back to Obama. He set out to fundamentally change America. Those were his words. Instead, Trump fundamentally changed Obama's legacy. Obama's been fundamentally erased. It's almost as if Obama never existed. We can only wish. I could write the book called Obama's Legacy. That would be the title. Obama's Legacy by Wayne L. Root. And then you'd open it up and it's 300 blank pages. Obama erased you. All that's left is 8 years of golf and a fake Nobel Peace Prize awarded for achieving absolutely nothing. That's my commentary coming out on Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal. Obama's Legacy Erased. Don't you like that? Obama's Legacy by Wayne Allen Root. And then you open it up, it's a 300-page blank book. Pretty cool, right? It's truly unbelievable what's happening. Donald Trump is slaying all of them. Slaying them all. Slaying them all. Schneiderman accuser. He slapped me, spit on me, called me his brown slave. Folks, if there was a lie detector, if there's God in the room, if there's God right now listening to my show, strike me down if I ever called any woman my brown slave. Strike me down if I've ever been that racist. It's only liberals that are that racist. Don't you understand that? Schneiderman is a liberal. A New York liberal. A New York Jewish liberal. And I'm Jewish. I could say that. He'll be the first one to call all Republicans racist and Wayne Root racist and Donald Trump racist. Heck, I wrote a book called Angry White Male. Can you imagine what Schneiderman would have said about me? But he slapped his women. He spit on them. And then he called the Indian one his brown slave. That's liberals, man. I've been around them my whole life. They're all like that. Every single one of them. They're all Me Too, hashtag Me Too. They love women. They love abortion. You know why they love abortion so much? Because they're always getting them. They're always paying for women to have abortions. Find me a man who says he loves abortion. I'll find you a guy who's had five women pregnant and made them get abortions. Instead of marrying them and loving them and having children with them and raising the kids. They just get abortions in Hollywood. That's why they love abortion so much. Wow. Schneiderman, the most vicious human being that ever lived. You know who's close to being as vicious as Schneiderman? Anthony Weiner. I don't know how many people remember this. Before he became a pedophile and a pervert and a joke and a laughingstock of the world, before all of that, he was the most vicious little slime ball in the history of the United States Congress. He was the attack dog of the Democratic Party. And I remember it so clearly thinking, oh, my God, if I ever cross Weiner, if I ever say something bad about Anthony Weiner, he will sick the IRS on me and try and destroy me. So I even tried to steer clear of Anthony Weiner. He was that angry of a vicious little scumbag. Everybody knew, stay away from Anthony Weiner, that angry little slime ball. And then who else was that angry? Elliot Spitzer was that angry. And he was out there taking down prostitution services and madams and screaming and taunting in the media about how much he hated prostitution. He was going to stop it while he was wearing his black socks naked, screwing prostitutes. Low life, slime ball. And then you have Schneiderman. And then you have Harvey Weinstein, one of the biggest Democratic donors in the history of Hollywood. So between Weinstein, Schneiderman, Spitzer, and Weiner, there's a heck of a rock band there. All of them hate women. All of them treated women like dirt. All of them claim to be liberal feminists, loving women and loving abortion and fighting for women, claiming to be part of the Me Too movement, other than Weinstein, of course, because he caused the Me Too movement. There was no such thing as Me Too till Weinstein came along. Wow. All right, so we'll get off Schneiderman now, and we'll get on to Donald Trump. He kept his promise. He announced his withdrawal, or the United States' withdrawal from the Iran deal. Shocked the world. And at the same time that's happening, a square near the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem is going to be named for Donald Trump. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat named the square near the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem the United States Square in honor of President Donald Trump. I wonder if Iran is going to rename their country Obama. You know, because Trump is the best friend Israel ever had. Hey, any Jewish people listening? Trump is the best friend Jews and Israel have ever had in the history of the world. And if you don't think so, you think you're smart, but you are so dumb and ignorant. You are so blind with liberal rage and hatred. You don't know the best thing standing in front of you for the Jewish people that ever lived. His name is Donald Trump. And the worst thing that ever lived for the Jewish people is named Barack Hussein Obama. Just his name tells you everything you need to know. If you're so stupid that you don't know Barack Hussein Obama is against the Jews and against Israel, then I guess you want to look at the Iran deal and not worry about a name, right? What's in a name? Hussein. The Iran deal. The dumbest deal in the history of the world. The greatest superpower in world history sent John French Heinz Ketchup Kerry to go negotiate it. He could negotiate his way out of a Heinz ketchup bottle. He can't even ride a bike without falling down and breaking his stupid 70-year-old leg. John Kerry went to Iran and kissed their ass and begged them to sign a deal where we gave them everything. They should name Iran after John Kerry and Barack Obama. From now on, it's the country formerly known as Iran. Now it's Obama Kerry. Israel should be renamed Trump, and Iran should be renamed Obama Kerry. The two dumbest, most naive Muslim sympathizers, Neville Chamberlain lookalikes in the history of America. Iran is now Obama Kerry. Israel is now Trump. Wayne Root says it's so. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT, always there, now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now. What a big day. What a big day in Trump land, right? Eric Schneiderman goes the way of Harvey Weinstein and Elliot Spitzer and Anthony Weiner. The list is long of Weiner heads from the Democratic Party. And, of course, the Iran deal is history and Donald Trump upsets the apple cart. Europe can't believe it. They hate us. Everyone hates us. The whole world's in shock. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher. Warrior for truth, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You'll only find a war like this in the U.S. of A. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, owned, operated, and founded by Edward Stolz. Gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. The great Fred Weinberg, the CEO and owner of USA Radio. Thank you, Fred. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. They've been around 30 years. Their number one product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000 and find out about that product that's beaten the Dow 3-to-1 since 1970. Call 800-780-9000. Be among the first 100. You get the free coin, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Just call toll-free anywhere in the country, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Put in your speed dial, my website, rootforamerica.com, my email, wayneroot@gmail.com, and my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. Join my Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. I probably tweet about 30, 40 times a day. My reaction to every article, every story, every breaking news story in the country, @RealWayneRoot. All right. We've got Megan Barth in studio. She returns triumphantly from Washington, D.C. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be back.
So what's on your mind today? What was in Washington, D.C., first of all?
Oh, with the Media Equality Project, which I represent now as national chairperson. Our website is MediaEqualizer.com. Our activist network, which has now grown over 110,000 people on Facebook, is Stop the Scalpings. And so we were there, shaking some hands, making some new acquaintances, shaking the hands of old acquaintances. We're doing some investigative work. And we're launching investigatesoros.com this week. You can go there now and add your email, and you'll be able to investigate all of the 501c3s that we've identified in the Soros network, where they go, as well as we're investigating David Brock.
Now, where do you go to find this?
Investigatesoros.com.
Investigatesoros.com. Got it. And your site is?
MediaEqualizer.com, and then, of course, my own personal one, ReaganBabe.com.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Iran deal, because obviously, yesterday I went out on a limb. What did I say on this show? You know, when no one knew for sure, a lot of people thought he would say disparaging things about it, but he'd probably say, we're going to stay in it, but we're going to play around with it, we're going to change it, we're going to make it better for America. I advised him boldly, and I predicted boldly that he thinks like me always. He does the things I would do every time. Well, and I said, he'll kill it. He's going to kill it. He's absolutely going to kill it. I advised him to kill it. And you'd win over the hearts of 63 million Trump voters and lots of independents, too, and that's exactly what he did.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what he did, and it wasn't like it was a surprise, right? I mean, this is really what he was campaigning on in his speech today as he announced the termination of the deal. You know, he laid out that he has been very vocal in his position against what he basically called, you know, a very bad deal, badly negotiated.
You know what
deal.
He should have called it? An abortion. That's what he should have called it. Liberals like abortion so much, so there's nothing wrong with using the word. The Iran deal is an abortion against America.
Yeah, but they love the Iran deal.
Then switch my ideology. We just aborted the Iran deal.
Well, and that's actually my pitch. That's my pitch going out tomorrow. You and AJ Rice think alike. Yeah, so he's aborted the Iran deal and basically pulled a Planned Parenthood on it. And really,
In the third trimester.
And which is what Democrats are for. Don't let them fool you any differently.
Well, they're for it up to the last day.
Of course.
5 minutes before the woman pops it out, they want to kill the baby.
Absolutely.
Hillary said that in national TV against Trump in the debate.
Yeah.
I was sitting in Vegas when she said that. I was sitting with my friend Jared Weiss. We looked at each other like, what the, you know what? She just say that she would kill a baby to the last day?
Well, and that's so interesting, right? Because it's the deflection that progressives always use on conservatives. Like, we're the extreme ones. Right. You know, their position on abortion has gotten
so extreme
that they are no longer mainstream. But they don't want to talk about it. They just want to say it's a woman's reproductive
and
rights.
I've never had a problem with gay marriage. But again, they take it more extreme. It's got to be transsexuals using my daughter's locker room.
Right.
It's always something more extreme.
It's incrementalism.
Give them an inch, they take a mile. That's
right.
What liberals do.
Right.
So if you ever give in on guns, I promise you, they're taking all our guns away.
Well,
so I'm done giving in on guns.
Yeah, can someone please explain to me what an assault weapon is?
There is no such thing.
Such a joke.
It's
even
legal anyway.
You even find right pundits using that term.
Yeah.
You can't adopt their language.
All right, we'll be right back. More with Wayne on the Roots at RootForAmerica.com. More with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Megan has a story from here in Las Vegas about animal cruelty. If you care about things like that, you're about to hear a wild one. We'll be right back. For now. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777 800-722-7777 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction.
President Donald Trump announcing earlier today that the United States would be pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, once again keeping a promise that he made when he was candidate Trump. Today, Google put a spotlight on its artificial intelligence at its annual developers conference. The company's digital concierge, known only as Google Assistant, is gaining new and what you could say experimental tasks such as making restaurant reservations and placing other tedious phone calls without human hand-holding. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right.
Worldwide, Wayne Alaroots. War Now. Want to let you know about Newsmax TV, by the way. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel, 50 million homes and growing. On DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, diverse cable systems around the country, as well as Amazon TV, Google TV, Newsmax TV, YouTube, stream live on YouTube. And a little birdie told me another 10 million cable homes about to be added, so we'll be in 60 million homes. And we're really conservative. You can see. Regularly, if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options. So encourage them to make you happy, or you leave for Newsmax TV, or you leave for Dish TV. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system. As an example, you know my big market is right here in Las Vegas, and you could call right now, 844-500-6397. Write this down, 844, toll-free number, 500-6397. You'll be connected to Newsmax TV, and they will instantly connect you for free right to your local cable provider. Here, as an example, it is Cox TV, and they'll connect you to the right department of Cox, where you will say, I demand my Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Oliver. 844-500-6397. Do it now. All right. Megan, welcome back. We have an animal cruelty story.
Yes, and thank you.
It happens to be in Vegas, but I don't think it has anything to do with Vegas. It has to do with all over the world. There's animal cruelty, and so it's insightful to hear about these stories. So what did you run across?
Well, I want everyone to go to barnbuddiesrescue.org. Barnbuddiesrescue.org. Without them, I would not have known what to do yesterday when I stumbled across a parcel of land with a dozen head of cattle that were extraordinarily emaciated and starving, in so much that I went and bought two bales of hay. A volunteer by the name of John had showed up. We threw the bales of hay over the fence, and the cows went nuts. It was like they hadn't eaten in for so long. A mama cow could hardly stand to nurse her calf, and so barnbuddiesrescue.org pointed me in the right direction. Her name is Sharon. I contacted the city. I had an assemblyman, former assemblyman, help me that got the cops and the city out there, and they've opened a criminal investigation. Now, according to Nevada law, just since last year, animal cruelty is punishable by a felony. It's a felony conviction. What's interesting is that I met the owner of these cows, and he proceeded to tell me that these were just special cows. They were skinny cows. Skinny cows. Yeah.
They're suffering from anorexia, I guess you think.
Right, right. They're on a diet program, the skinny cow diet program. But no, this is animal cruelty and neglect at its most...
Well, you said you met the owner. Where was the owner came down when all this hunkaboo started happening?
No, he never came out when we were throwing bales of hay over. I finally got the owner's attention when a neighbor showed up, and I asked who owned the cows, and she said, oh, the veterinarian right next door. And I said, a veterinarian owns these cows? And she said, yes. So she went, got the owner, who's not the vet. His wife is a vet, and she's a vet and has worked on the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department horses. Yet she has got 12 starving cattle basically in her front yard.
But the claim was that they're very skinny cows.
They're not only very skinny cows, you could see every vertebrae in some of them. You could see hip bones, thigh bones.
So what's the upshoot of all this?
So a criminal investigation has been opened. However, a warrant has not been issued in order for them to pick up the cattle. So I'm putting pressure on every single avenue I know. I have called animal control a lot. I have called Channel 8 News. I'm on this program. I was on Kevin's program this morning. I am basically doing an asymmetric attack. I even called PETA because I want these people run out of business. They should not even be protecting a goldfish.
All right, so there's your animal story for the day. Let's get back to politics. I promised Megan we'd get into the animal stuff.
Thank you.
I don't know who's going to take care of it, considering you just told me that the vet is the vet for the police department.
Oh, yeah, I got the whole
so
background.
So you don't think the police department's going to go after one of their own, do you?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know how that works.
I'll tell you what. When I have Channel 8 News showing up with cameras and I'm feeding the cows water, if they want to stop me, they can go right ahead.
All right. So is Channel 8 News coming?
Hopefully they're going to let me know in about an hour.
All right. Good. Good. We'll see you over there. So we talked about the Iran deal, and, mm-hmm. and I think there are two big news stories today. One is Trump doing what he promised, pulling out of the Iran deal. So actually there's two stories in one. Let's get out of the worst deal in history, and Trump does what he promised to do again.
Right.
And even with the world's pressure on him, you know what the third story is? The second story I was going to tell you is Eric Schneiderman. I want to get to that. But the third story is what is it? How do you pronounce it? Macron? The guy's the leader?
Macron. I say it like that.
So he came to America, and they acted like they were best friends forever, mm-hmm. and they loved each other, and they blew kisses with each other. But then he lectured Trump in front of the United States Congress, mm-hmm. and he lectured him on all kinds of issues, I think climate change, and I'm sure the Iran deal, and several other liberal, you know, sweetheart issues. Mm-hmm. And all these guys around the world think, like, Trump always acts like he loves Trudeau, too, in Canada. It was a liberal, Justin Trudeau. But Trump doesn't really love you. He smiles. He puts his arm around you. He's a politician. He backslaps you. And then he stabs the knife and squirrels it. And Macron just thought, well, he loves me. He's going to go along with the Iran deal. And Trump just gave him the middle finger. He said, screw you. I love you. You're great. The Iran deal's dead. I nuked it. This is the real Donald Trump. You can't assume because he acts like he loves you and kisses your ass at Mar-a-Lago that it means he's going to do what you want him to do. As a matter of fact, he's going to do the opposite if it pleases the 63 million voters who voted for him, who are all good American patriots, middle-class people that love America. He did the right thing for America and the middle class and for Israel, and he didn't care what Macron thought. I think that's funny.
Well, and you know, he met with Macron before Netanyahu exposed just how far the Iranian regime had gotten with their nuclear program. And so perhaps, you know, some of the hearts and minds around the world like Macron has changed towards Iran. I certainly hope so, because they are on a fast track to getting a nuke. We literally gave them billions of dollars in unmarked cash to spend in any way they wished. And we know it wasn't going for women's rights. We know it wasn't going towards, you know, education for all. No, it was going to fund terrorism. And so...
By the way, nothing ever goes for education for all.
Of course.
In Las Vegas, they gave them an extra $1 billion and it never went for education.
No.
It went for raises for administrators. It doesn't go for the kids. Nothing's ever for the kids.
But it's the old canard, right? Hmm. And so what did Obama and Ben Rhodes think? That or John Kerry, for that matter, who should be charged under the Logan Act.
Yes.
What did they think this money was going to go to? It wasn't certainly going to go to Goodwill, especially after they took it. They took to the streets and were screaming, death to America, death to the infidel, death to Israel.
Well, you heard what I said. If you were driving in, usually you had the show on. You heard me say that the big square in Jerusalem is being named after Trump. And I think the entire Iran should be named Obama. Obama Kerry, actually, because they both were just so wonderful to Iran. They're just so wonderful. And another thing that needs to be said, the American people don't think about things like this. The single most important person in Obama's life is not Michelle. It's not, what's the daughter's name? Malia and...
Sasha.
No, it's Valerie Jarrett. She was born in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me Obama... You talk about the Logan Act, that's like giving aid and comfort to the enemy? Obama's top aide, who he loves with everything he's got, is from Iran, and he was giving aid, and she's giving aid to the enemy. They're not nice people, folks. They don't have America's interests in mind. They give aid to the enemy many times while he was in office, and I'm sure they still do it today. I'm sure they were lobbying behind the scenes at 100 miles an hour with all of George Soros' money to try and keep the Iran deal intact. They were probably calling Macron and Merkel in Germany, and who's the lady in England? I can never remember her name.
Merkel.
No, England, in England.
Oh, England, May.
May, so May, Merkel, and Macron were all lobbying Trump, probably because Soros owns all of them, too.
Of course.
And Obama puts pressure on all of them in favor of Soros. So nobody is out there fighting for Israel except Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the guy who Jewish Democrats love to say is KKK because of an incident at Charlottesville that has nothing to do with him, that was made up from the beginning. And the police made sure there was a riot and somebody wound up dying. And that's the reason Trump is KKK. And Trump's a neo-Nazi. Oh, yeah, right. Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened to the Jewish people and Israel in history. And, oh, by the way, didn't I tell you the day after he's elected, I wrote for Fox News, we just elected our first Jewish president. I wrote it. Wayne Root wrote that. We elected our first Jewish president. I said, by the way, after all the stuff I wrote, and I said, I'm kind of kidding, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but he is as close to a Jewish American as you get. But then I put at the end, and he really is a Jewish grandfather of Orthodox Jewish children and grandchildren. His daughter married an Orthodox Jew. She converted to Orthodox Jew. His grandchildren are Orthodox Jewish. Donald Trump is as pro-Israel and as Jewish as any president has ever been in the history of America.
Well, and the Democrat Party is not.
It's not, right.
And we look at Obama-Dinejad. I mean, I think that's what we should call him, Obama-Dinejad. right?
I like that.
Yeah. You look at what Obama did in the face of elections. Remember, he was always, well, we don't want to meddle in foreign elections.
Yeah,
he sure as hell tried to meddle in the Israeli election.
And Canada, and Brexit, and France. He went to France to kip aid for Macron. Does everybody forget that?
Well, and he also stood down when it came to the Green Movement uprising in Iran, where Maida was executed on the street.
Right, he did nothing.
He did nothing, and that's when he said, we don't meddle in foreign elections. Mm. But yet he meddled in all of those elections you just named. Plus, he overthrew...
How about Libya?
I was just going to say, he overthrew Libya, he overthrew Egypt, he created a jihadi training ground in the northern horn of Africa.
And do you believe that was a mistake? Do you believe that was a mistake?
Of course it was. And a migrant crisis that basically invaded Europe, and Angela Merkel said, oh, come on in, a million of you, and make sure you reproduce four per family.
You misunderstood my question.
What?
What he did. You believe is a mistake. I believe is a mistake. But you believe he did it by mistake.
No.
Right.
How do you, someone please explain to me how you can love something or someone that you promise to fundamentally transform.
Right. 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 But separate from wanting to fundamentally transform America, mm-hmm. Obama was on the wrong side of every conflict in the Middle East. Every single time, but he'd act like it was innocent and he wanted peace. Maybe, just maybe, Obama loves the Muslim Brotherhood. Maybe Obama just happens to enjoy the principles of the Muslim Brotherhood. What can I tell you? I'll tell you this much. Valerie Jarrett seems to enjoy the principles of the Muslim Brotherhood. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. Obama was raised in Indonesia. We all know that. That's not some made-up thing. When people talk about birthers, think about people who talk about where Obama was born. But Obama was raised by his mom and his adopted dad in Indonesia, and the papers for the school he went to say that he was a Muslim. Now, I've never said Obama's a Muslim. You are what you think you are, so maybe he thinks he's a Christian. I have no idea. But his parents checked the box that said Muslim, and they took away his American citizenship. That was the only way to get you in an Indonesian public school. So he was indoctrinated while in Indonesia in those schools where they taught you about Islam. So believe me when I tell you, he's no fan of Israel. Wayne Allyn will be right back. More with Megan Barth in just a second. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle freedom without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back for now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV in the third hour. Great email I got from a fan. Fraud Obama, deathly afraid Trump will find out how much money he transferred to Iran in the dead of the night and how much Valerie Jarrett's parents set aside for Obama in a Swiss bank account. Very interesting email.
Oh.
I like it. Can't say Wainwright said it. I'll just tell you what people are saying.
Okay.
This segment is sponsored by Blue Blocker. Blue Blocker sunglasses, my great friend Joe Sugarman. How good are Blue Blockers? America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. They block all the blue light that is so damaging for your eyes. Blue Blocker sunglasses are the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95. Joe Sugarman's track record is bringing great products to market at an incredible price. Go into one of those sunglass stores at the mall. Am I wrong, Megan? Every pair of sunglasses is $200, $300, $400, $500.
Yeah.
And you can't bring them back for 90 days with a full refund. You can with Joe Sugarman's Blue Blocker sunglasses. They've sold 20 million pairs. You know any other ones that have sold 20 million pairs? And you can bring them back within 90 days for a full refund. And they cost $20 a pop if you buy two of them. 20 each. Buy one for you. Buy one for your spouse. Buy one for your significant other. Buy one for your kids. Call toll-free 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777. And by the way, just call them and thank them. Tell them you're a fan of Wayne Root and you thank them for sponsoring the show. Because otherwise we won't have conservative talk radio. You've got to show your love and thank them for their patriotism, all the sponsors of the show. 800-722-7777. All right. Megan, welcome back.
Thank you.
So we were talking about Eric Schneiderman, but we never got into Eric Schneiderman. So I'm someone who grew up, with nothing but liberals, and then went to college at Columbia with nothing but liberals, and then lived in Malibu among nothing but liberals, and produced reality TV shows and was an anchorman at CNBC with nothing but liberals. And so I know liberals, and this sounds just like a liberal. You know, this guy Schneiderman spit at his girlfriends, slapped them, beat them, choked them, here's the liberal part, and then called his Indian girlfriend his brown slave until she called him his master. That's liberals right there in a nutshell.
Well, that's been liberals since they owned slaves. I thought slavery ended with the Civil War. So maybe he's just role-playing his Civil War days and his Democrat colleagues.
I just think it's funny that they're racist. They're all racist. Well, they accuse us of being racist.
Well, and what I find interesting, well, of course they are. It's the projection. It's the progressive projection. Whatever they accuse us of being or doing. But Donald J. Trump got this right. Back in 2013, he tweeted out, Wiener is gone. Spitzer is gone. Next will be lightweight AG Eric Schneiderman. Is he a crook? Wait and see. Worse than Spitzer or Wiener.
Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. Hilarious. I tweeted that
so
out
he knows
night.
Where all the bodies are buried, right? I mean, you don't ascend to where Trump was in the world of wealth and not have dirt on pretty much
everyone. Right.
And that's why he's so despised, because he's a threat to their power. Not only did he disrupt the power of the Clintons and basically destroy the power of the Clintons as far as their ascendancy again into the White House, he also shook the establishment Republican Party to its core. But now all of the onions are being peeled back, and the real criminals and the real perverts and the real pedophiles are being exposed because they were protected. And why were they protected? Because of how much money they could raise for the Democrat Party, about how much power they could give to the Democrat Party and the candidates, and how much protection they could provide.
And how vicious they are.
And it was a quid pro quo between all of these pervs and the Democrat Party. How is it that every time you see a picture of Hillary Clinton or a picture of Bill Clinton, you're going to come across a picture of a pedophile or a pervert?
Right.
I don't know any pedophiles.
I never met one in my life.
I never took a trip with Jeffrey Epstein like Bill Clinton did 36 times.
I never been on a plane called the Lolita Express.
Right, where they were basically having their way with 14-year-old girls who were being internationally trafficked to Orgy Island. And many of the times he left Secret Service behind. And so you don't have like all of these, I was just going to the island. What, to discuss world peace? I don't think so.
Right? No, I mean, it's not a coincidence that I mentioned Anthony Weiner, Harvey Weinstein, right. Now this guy Eric Schneiderman, mm-hmm. and Elliot Spitzer. All four are New York big-time liberal Democrats with massive power. Mm-hmm. But here's the more important thing. I don't know if you heard on the way driving in what I said about Weiner. Long before he became the butt of jokes, long before he became known as a pervert and a guy who, you know, sent photos of his penis and all that stuff, long before that, he was the most vicious congressman that ever lived. He was the guy that led the charge against every Republican and tried to destroy us all. And I often thought, you know, I avoided writing articles about him. He's the only guy I've ever been afraid of. I thought if I write something bad, vicious about Anthony Weiner, he will sick the IRS on me and try and destroy my life.
And he probably would have, because at the time it was before social media, right? And
right.
That's really how he got caught. And if you recall, it was Andrew Breitbart who caught him, who, you know, did the press conference. And
right.
At first he denied. He said his Twitter account was hacked. And then, of course, it comes out that, no, you really are a pervert and a sexual predator preying on young girls over the Internet.
My point being that it seems like there's a correlation between being a Democrat big government control freak who's vicious, mm-hmm. who is holier than thou, and being a pervert behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection between those.
Oh, absolutely.
The people who want to control your life and mine in their own life are weird people, and they're perverts, and they're sick.
Well, they're protecting their sickness.
And before you think I'm only talking about Democrats, don't forget there was the guy in Las Vegas, the political consultant who ran away, yes. And now they caught him. He's going to stand trial, and he turned a girl into a sex slave. And there's a guy in Florida who's a Republican, was a Republican supervisor, resigned, who was into, I think the sex slave situation, too. So my point is that I think the personality of someone who wants to run for office and be an elected official is not the person you see up there, you know, a suit, and they're nice, and they look like a lawyer. They're actually freaks. They're control freaks, and they're freaky in the bedroom. They're weird people, man. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, more with Megan.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
00.